Official figures show that China's economy grew 18.3% year-on-year in the first quarter, as strong domestic and foreign demand powered the recovery. Gross domestic product reached 24.9 trillion yuan, or about 3.8 trillion U.S. dollars in the first quarter. Q1 last year also set a low base as the global economy was struck by the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The country's value-added industrial output went up 24.5% year-on-year in the first quarter as factory activity continued to pick up. Retail sales of consumer goods went up 33.9%. China's surveyed urban unemployment rate stood at 5.3% in March, 0.6 points lower than the same period last year. Over 4,000 people will attend the Boao Forum for Asia's annual conference, which is scheduled for April 18th to the 21st in Hainan Province. The participants will include officials, foreign diplomats in China, and over 130 entrepreneurs from China and abroad. They'll hold discussions on sustainable development of rural areas and island economies on the 21st century maritime Silk Road. The Boao Forum for Asia was founded in 2001 to promote regional economic integration. The 129th session of the China Import and Export Fair, also known as the Canton Fair, is getting underway online. Juju has more.
Around 25,000 exhibitors, including 300 overseas companies from nearly 30 countries and regions, are participating in the event, which will run through to Saturday next week. More than 2.6 million items have been displayed, covering 16 categories of products from consumer goods and building materials to home decorations. It is the third time that the Canton Fair has been held online due to COVID-19, following two successful ones last June and October. First launched in 1957, the Canton Fair is the largest trade fair in China. It has been taken as an important barometer of the country's foreign trade. The last session attracted around 26,000 domestic and overseas enterprises and showcased nearly 2.5 million products.
The manned spacecraft and carrier rocket for the Shenzhou 12 manned space mission have arrived at the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in northwest China. The craft and the Long March 2F rocket are now undergoing final assembly and testing at the launch site. The astronauts for the Shenzhou 12 mission are receiving intensive training. Authorities say all facilities at the launch site are in good condition. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian has urged Japan to cooperate with other countries to assess the Fukushima radioactive wastewater.
It is extremely selfish for Japan to unilaterally decide to discharge nuclear wastewater into the sea. It shifts the burden and risk to the outside world in disregard of the security interests of the international community, especially its close neighbors in Asia.
The foreign ministry yesterday summoned the Japanese ambassador, saying Japan's decision disregarded the global marine environment, the safety of international public health, and the security interests of people from the surrounding countries. The foreign ministry says Japan should not discharge the nuclear wastewater into the sea before reaching consensus with all stakeholders. The U.S. Center for Disease Control says about 5,800 people who've received COVID-19 vaccines in the United States have been infected with the virus. In these reported cases where vaccinated people get infected, some become seriously ill with the disease, and 74 people have died. Nearly 400 cases, or 7% of those who got infected after getting vaccinated, required hospitalization. The CDC has urged people already vaccinated against COVID-19 to continue to wear masks and exercise social distancing to avoid contracting the disease.